on the bottom of Mem Zayin with Beis. Tanya Kavosid Rav Nachman, Shmini Regel B'Sneatzmo, Le'inyin Pizar Kishav. Shmini has a din of a regel by itself for these six things. Pious B'Sneatzmo, during Sukkot, all the Mishmaros of the Kohanim went in rotation to do the various Korbonos, and there was no pious. It was a rotation. And Shmini Atzeres, they had a pious, which Mishmar would do the Avoda. Regel Bifnei Atzmo, Zman Bifnei Atzmo, make Shechiyonu. Regel Bifnei Atzmo, see how Rashi learns, Tosus learns different, there's a lot of different children, what Regel Bifnei Atzmo means. Korban Bifnei Atzmo, it's a separate, not from the Seder of the Korbanos of the other days, which go in descending order. It's a separate Korban by itself. Shira Bifnei Atzmo has its own shir, L'matzeach al Hashminis, like Rashi said before, and Bracha Bifnei Atzmo. And Pasha's Bracha means that you don't say Chag HaSukkos, you say Shmini Chag HaTzeres. Rashi, Pizar Kishav, Simen Hukin Beforish V'Ozel. Pais Bifnei Atzmo, Shebechol Pori Achag, Lohoyu Matilin Pais, Eza Mishmer Yakriv. During the days of Sukkos, they didn't make a special Pais, which Mishmer would bring the korbanos. L'shavisha b'seder ha'yu makriven oson ad shikol chav dalet mishmar oshol nos u'mishal shlos bohem chutz mishdayim k'namirim b'achalil. Right? Except every day they had a rotation until all of the 24 mishmaros had what's it called, a turn and two turns, three turns, except for two of them. Upar d'shmini b'tchilim afaisin alav. But on Shmini Atzeres, they made a pious which of the 24 mishmaros will be zochet. Zman levarach bo shechiyonu. So you see clearly that you say shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. Regel b'fnei asmo she'en yoshim b'sukkah. That's how Rashi learns. It's regel b'fnei asmo that it's not, you don't take lulav and esrog and you don't sit in the sukkah. Others say regel b'fnei asmo means that it needs lina. And Rabbeinu Chananel says the Gabi Avelis that has a din of a regal and it counts for 7 days towards Shloshim. Okay, and Korban Liatzmo, She'eno Keseder Pori Achad. Doesn't follow the order of Pori Achad, where you went from 13 down to 7. And this one should have been 6, but not, it's 1. Dimkein Hoyevo Shisha Parim. If it would have followed the order, it should have been 6 Parim on Shmini Atzeres. Broch Liatzmo Es Yom HaShmini. It has its own bracha in Tefillah and in Birkas HaMazon. The Tosefta Mashem Shevorchem is HaMelech. In the Tosefta Mashem, bracha Lifnei Atzmo means that they used to give a bracha to the Melech when they left and Shmini Atzeres. V'achi Garsinila, bracha Lifnei Atzmo Shenemer, Bayom HaShmini Sholech Es Ha'am, Vayivorchu Es HaMelech. It's a special bracha they gave the king on Shmini Atzeres. Okay, Mishnah. Halal v'hasimcha shmona keitzot. Halal and simcha are all 8 days. Malamet shechayiv odem b'halal v'simcha v'kovet yontif v'achron sholcha kishar kol yimus achad. The same halachas of simcha and kovet yontif apply to Shmini Atzeres as much as it applies to the rest of yontif. Rashi v'hasimcha shalnei simcha. Simcha means that you have to bring a shlomim and eat the meat, that's the mekayim, by eating that meat on yontif, the mitzvah of simcha. V'halal ligmar bo sahalal, to say the entire halal, also all 8 days. Menoni mile, the ton rabbonin, v'hi sa'ach sameach. The rabbos leila yontif v'achron, right? Ach sameach comes to be marbe, that you have to have simcha the last night of yontif too. In other words, leil Shmini Atzeres. How do we marbe that from Ach Sameach? So the Gros says that the rest of the Yontif, you have to have Lulav and Esrog at least, Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash, and what's it called? And Simcha. And on the eighth day, the only thing that's left is Simcha, Ach Sameach. Okay. Others learn from, it's two miutim over here, that the Samachta B'chagecha, V'hayisa, it says B'chagecha, and then it says Ach. Chagecha is a miut and ach is a miut. Nein miut, achar miut, elu the rabbos. Okay, in any case, but it's marbe, the night of Shmini Atzeres, also you have to have simcha. Okay? The Shmini chayib, Rashi, the Shmini chayib is simcha. The holoksi be behedya, elu b'shiva shmi achag. It never says V'shlamachta b'chagecha by Shmini Aseres. It says it only by Sukkot. D'chsiv chaga Sukkot tasa v'cho v'somech le v'shlamachta b'chagecha. So how do you know that if the Shmini Aseres also, ach someach, v'hi parsha d'aser tasa, k'siv shivas yomim tocho, and then it says again, and then it says after that, ach someach, l'rabos leil yontepa, achron l'simcha shalafonav, l'kolo im shivas hayomim. To include it in the simcha that comes during the 7 days has to be continued on to the 8th day. And what do? She is bach shlomim b'shvi. You should bring a shlomim on the 7th day. K'dei lechol lel shmini. You should be able to eat it the night of the 8th. D'hai someach l'may osa. K'ivin d'chsiv la'el mine v'somachta b'chagecha. El l'rabo simchas lel shmini. The ach someach comes to be marve that you have to have simcha also on shmini atzeres. The k'ivin d'shrabi leila yontef ha'achron shut tofel. And once we know that the night you have to have simcha, kol shkein, what's it called, the daytime. Shu ikr, shechayi v'simcha. Ushar ha'leilos lo tzrich lirbuye. Like the other nights, you don't have to be marbe. The yomim afilu leilos masha. Yomim over here means not daytimes, but days, full days. Give the rabbin and gabi sukkah. The chi itzrich l'leila yomtefa achron itzrich. You only need it to be marbe the night of the 8th, because that's already separate. I might think there's no simcha b'chlal on the 8th day. Ain't no bechlal shiva. The alkorchach laila is rabbi. How do I know we're not marve the day and maybe the night isn't chayiv? Shu somach l'shivas yomim dikra, because it's a continuation. V'samachta v'chagecha the 7 days. V'ha'yisach someach even the next night, the following night. The yom also be kal v'chomer. The next day you learn with a kal v'chomer. V'ashmeinin shebishlamim hanisbochin v'chagasukas yismechu b'leil shmini. You can't be makriv at night, so you bring it the day before, and you eat it at night. Morris says, "Umaro is the rabbis leil yontif achron, the hotzi leil yontif arishon." Right, the first night there is no mitzvah of simcha. The mitzvah of simcha starts the daytime of the what's it called of the first day. How do you know? Maybe it's marba the first night. You should be sameach all 7 days. And the ach sameach is marba the first night. Where it says, no, marba ni leil yontif achron sheh simcha lefonav, umotzi ani leil yontif harishon sheh simcha lefonav. And marba the night of the 8th, where there's simcha, 7 days of simcha before, and this is a continuation, whereas the first night, there's no simcha before that. And melo, you have to have zvicha v'shah simcha. So it's impossible to bring a shlamim and eat it l'shem simcha the first night, because you have to bring it on the time of Simcha, and you can't do that. You have to do it Erev Yom Tov, which is not Zman Simcha. So the first night, there's no Chiyuv of Simcha. She, oh, Einu El L'Rabbis Leil Yom Tov HaRishon, V'Hashmini Shetzorich Lizboach Shlomim Erev Yom Tov, L'Simcha Slayla HaRishon, V'Lo Bo'in and Zvicha B'Shah Simcha. I might think, why shouldn't we learn from here that there's a Chiyuv of Simcha the first night, and we have to bring the Shlomim Erev Yom Tov, and there's no Chiyuv of Zvicha B'Shah Simcha. Kamash Malah, no. Slavka, the 8th night, and not the first night. And the first night, since you can't bring the shlomim b'shas simcha, you're not chayiv to eat shlomim the first night of Yom Tov. Okay, Mishnah. Sukkah shiva ketzad. How's the mitzvah of sukkah all 7 days? Gomar malecho lo yatir esukaso. If you finish eating on the 7th day, you shouldn't take the sukkah apart. Because you may need it the last minute, and you have to eat every suda, even through ben hashmashas. So you can't take the sukkah apart. Have a mori de sakelim min amincha lamala. From min amincha lamala, you take out the kelim that are miyuchad in the sukkah to make it clear that the mitzvah is over. Mipnei kovet yom tov ha'achron shulchad, to show that the kovet of yom tov ha'achron is no longer sukkah, it's shmini atzeres. And also, if you're going to eat in the sukkah on shmini atzeres, it should be clear that it's not l'shem mitzvah. Ain lo kalim lahorid mahu. If you don't have any kalim to take out, so then how do you show that if you're going to eat in the sukkah, shmini atzeres stam, because you have no other place to eat, that you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah, you're not over baltosit. Ain lo kalim elaki ishtamish b'ayishtam. What do you mean you don't have any kalim? So how did you eat the whole 7 days? Ela ain lo mokum lahorid kalim. You have no place to take the kalim out of the sukkah. So what do? So how do you show that you're not eating there now l'shem mitzvah? Rabchir bar Rav Omar, Koches bo Arba, you take 4 tvachim out of the Aschach, make a hole of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, and passel the sukkah, Right? And they ask the Chora, why do you need four tefachim? Three tefachim is enough to pass the sukkah. They say that what's it called? That it has to be nicker. You make it something that's nicker that the sukkah is possible. And then you sit, even though the part of the sukkah could be kosher, but since part of it now is possible, it's clear you're not sitting there l'shem mitzvah, even if you sit under the part that's kosher. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Madbik Bas Haner. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says you light candles in the sukkah. Below plige. Ha'olon v'ha'olahu. Right? It depends for who. If it's for the people who are in Chutz La'aretz or the ones in Eretz Yisrael who have no mitzvah b'chlal, right? If it's for the people in Chutz La'aretz, they have to sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, like we said, Sofik. So therefore they can't passel the sukkah. But on the other hand, they want to make it clear that it's not sukkahs, that it's still, it's a Shemini Atzeres, Kavod Yomtiv. So they light candles in the sukkah. And we passel the sukkah in Eretz Yisrael. Versus Hotenach Sukkah Ketana. Right? The Sukkah Ketana, if you light Neiris in the Sukkah, it's a simen that that's no more mitzvah Sukkah. Because in the Sukkah Ketana, you take up the space, you passel in the Sukkah. Like we learned before, if you have a Sukkah Ketana, you have exact measurements. If you put the menorah there, you're taking up space and it no longer has the dimensions of the Sukkah. According to one opinion, at least. Or that since we're afraid of fire, you don't light in the Sukkah. And here, since we're not choshish, it's obviously not the same mitzvah of sukkah as the first day. Sukkah gedola ma'ikel amar. It's a big sukkah. Putting the menorah in is not going to help. Right? Still have a kosher sukkah. Ma'ikel amar. The ma'ayel b'mani nichla. You bring in the kalim that you normally don't put in the sukkah. The pots and pans. The omar rova mani nichla bar mitalota. Right? The pots and pans that you don't use for eating mamish, that used for preparation of food, you don't put in the sukkah. But here now you're putting them in the sukkah as a siman, it's not l'shem mitzvah. Mani mishtev matal alta. But the drinking things, you leave in the sukkah. And it also means that the food things that you finished with, dirty dishes, you don't leave in the sukkah. Dirty glasses, you leave because you'll need them right away again. But dirty dishes, you don't leave in the sukkah. So you leave your dirty dishes in the sukkah, and that's a siman, it's not l'shem mitzvah anymore. Rashi. Gomar milecho b'shvi, lo yater sukkah, lo yater agodim shalol esol, so don't tear down the sukkah, lo kol ayom chovasim lishon v'lishani. You have a whole day, maybe you're going to want to take a nap, or you want to learn. V'yikla le sudoso och le gave, or if you'll have what's it called a meal, towards night, you have to eat there. Avo mori du es ha-kelim, v'yas ha-matzos, sh'nishtamish behem besochi. You take out all the nice kelim or whatever, k'nishlam v'perek ha-yoshin, ha-yilo kelim noy matzos noz mal n'sukkah. During sukkahs, you bring all your nice kelim into the sukkah. And now you take them out, it shows not l'shem mitzvah. Nifnei kovad yontif, sh'mara k'meichin asron l'krosso, l'mokom shisa ch'malayla. Right? You take out your kelim, bring them back into the house, that's kovad yontif, because now the mitzvah's in the house, not in the sukkah. Ain lo mokum acher lechosham. You don't have any other place to eat. So what are you going to do? How are you going to eat in the sukkah? You have no other place to eat. You're going to eat in the sukkah. What are you going to do with baltosit? Right? Shiur kelim v'sorek lechol v'sukkah b'yontif acher. You don't have a place to eat and to bring your kelim out, and you have to eat in the sukkah. My yasal ochiach sheino mosif ala mitzvah. What can you do to show that you're not over baltosit? Lasso sukkah shmoni yom. That you're not making sukkahs 8 days. You're eating in the sukkah just because of the practicality. Poches barbo, tvachim uposla. So you make a hole in the roof, in the sukkah, 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim to passel it, and even though 3 tvachim of avir is passel, again, like we said, you need a hecker. Madlik boas haner, damrin and shraga v'sukkah, ktan levar mitalata. In an exactly dimensioned sukkah, you can't put the menorah in the sukkah because it takes up space. For B'nei Bavel who have to sit in the sukkah on the 8th day, Misafik, they can't passel it. So they light the menorah there. V'lo yivchasen av yivsalen l'fi shetzorech leishim b'mocher. V'holahu l'vnei Eretz Yisrael, the kimlu b'kvi av the yarcha, v'lo yasri v'sukkah v'shmini. They don't have 2 days yontif. So Nela, they don't sit in the sukkah altogether on the 8th day, so it's okay to passel it. Poches. Hotein of a sukkah ketana about lakas haner. That lakas haner will passel a small sukkah, but it won't passel a sukkah that's bigger than the minimal dimensions.
Sukkah gedola Michael Neymar, the Hochi Amrin La'el, Shraga Amri Lov Metal Alta, the Amri Lov Bar Metal Alta. We had the Gemara before. Some say you light candles in the Sukkah, some say outside the Sukkah. Below Plige, Hova Sukkah gedola, Hova Sukkah Ktana. Sukkah Ktana, you light candles outside the Sukkah. Sukkah gedola, you light in the Sukkah. So lighting candles in the Sukkah by Sukkah gedola isn't going to show that you're not in the kind of nitzvah. So there, you, what's it called, you leave your dirty dishes in the Sukkah. Okay. Nisuch HaMayim Ketzad. Okay, we'll continue this. The Mishnah is a long Mishnah, and it goes into the next slide. It's all one Arichas, so we'll leave it for tomorrow.